You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced it would make considerable changes to the way family carers are treated in New Zealand. These include adding partners and parents to the group of people who are paid for care, as well as an increase in payment from the minimum wage. The government indicated it will also repeal Part 4A of the Health and Disability Act, which bars family carers from pursuing claims of discrimination in the courts. While groups are pleased with these changes, they're also disappointed the assessment process, which looks at who gets paid and how much, is not changing. I spoke with Laurie Hilsgen from Carers New Zealand about the changes, first asking her what her thoughts on the increased funding are.
We were very pleased that this progress has been announced. It's been a long time coming. It's not a silver bullet. It's not perfect. There are still problems with paid family care policy, but at least there is a roadway to start dialogue with a government that seems to be listening. And the care movement is looking forward to having lots of conversations about this in the coming months.
And up until this change was announced, what were carers getting paid?
Carers received the minimum wage, and that was an injustice because family carers are very experienced. They're an important workforce. They're the biggest workforce in New Zealand. It's just that they aren't valued, recognized, or until the policy was introduced, had not been able to get paid. Paying them minimum wage made family carers second-class citizens beneath other New Zealanders doing the same kind of hard work. So to have the pay rates increased next year to being on a par with a paid workforce is an important bit of progress.
You've said it's long overdue. Why do you think it's taken so long to get a fair pay?
That's a good question, and it has a lot of layers to it. But I think historically, caring is something families have always done. It hasn't had an economic value. It's had a social and family value, but not a money value. So that's called natural support, that when something happens in your life, you turn first to your family to look after you. And most people do make that choice. We want to care for each other. That's an important human value that I hope we never lose. But in these days, you know, often this is women's work, and it still is. Two-thirds of New Zealand's 430,000 carers are women. But they also work these days, high living costs, mortgages, running a household, saving for retirement. It's complicated, and we can't rely on people to make that choice to care the same as we have in the past unless we look after them too. You know, having your work valued is a practical and important thing for family carers and also for society, because we rely on family carers, and if more of them feel they can't make the choice to care because they won't survive economically, that isn't good for families and it isn't good for New Zealand.
And do you think this will have a positive effect on not just the carers but those they are caring for?
Yes, because it makes caring more sustainable. When you're a carer, a lot of things can affect your life. It can be very anxious financially. You're worried about the health and well-being of the person you're supporting. You're worried about keeping your whole household going. Often carers are in single-parent households where everything is up to them. So anything that helps people feel able to be stable and continue caring is good for the whole family, including the person being supported.
And how important is the work they do? What would happen if there were no carers?
I guess this is a mystery of why it's taken so long to get to this point, because you don't need to be an economist to figure out that there are 430,000 carers we know of. We think, based on international metrics, the true number is more than a million in New Zealand. They tend to earn less on average than non-caring New Zealanders. They struggle to stay in paid work because of their caring commitments. But if carers tomorrow said, we're not going to do this work, we did some analysis based on the census with Infometrics, and they said the conservative average annual value of family caregiving is at least $10 billion a year. So without people making that effort, without them feeling able to make the choice to care, we would lose a lot. Our families would lose a lot, our communities, and of course, New Zealand.
Is it difficult to get funding?
it can be very difficult. It is aimed at people who support friends and families who have very high needs. And the assessment process isn't fair. It is something the government has to look at addressing. It flows through other parts of the health and disability system, including ACC, where, say you might, and I'm seeing this actually talking to carers at some of the care strategy consultation meetings around the country. I'm seeing the disparity in the stories that carers are telling, where if you're helping someone who mainly needs supervision, where, you know, you couldn't leave the house because they're not safe to remain on their own, you're assessed at typically a lower number of hours than someone who's providing a lot of hands-on physical care, like assistance in the bathroom or showering, etc. That's assessed more generously, and you're typically given more hours. And that's not fair, because if you can't leave the home because the person you're supporting wouldn't be safe if you did that, if you can't participate in paid employment, if you can't participate in your community because of your caring commitments, whether it's personal cares or supervision or whatever, you know, you are limited, and so you should be supported equally. The other thing we're worried about is with the announcement of the new policy, carers might assume that they'll all be able to get paid full-time hours, and typically those who get funded family care, most of them do not get anything like full-time hours. So the assessment process, to be fair, is something that really needs to be looked at.
Has the government said why they're not looking at it?
Ignored it too soon. You know, like the announcement was just yesterday. I'm sure they're getting the message loud and clear from all the interviews I'm seeing that that is a problem area. There's a lot of room for interpretation in assessment about what people can and can't have. So I guess our message would be, we live in a small country. It should be fair and transparent across the country how people are assessed and what they get. And that's an outcome that we would be hoping will evolve with this.
And the government also plans to repeal Part 4A of the Public Health and Disability Act. What does this part of the Act entail?
The Act has to be repealed. Everyone has known that for a long time, and the current government, when they were in opposition, said from way back then that they would repeal it. It stops people from taking future claims. It closes down people's human rights, and that has had backlash from the international community on how New Zealand is perceived. It isn't fair. I mean, I was at the time that act was brought in under urgency, I was attending an international carers meeting overseas, and I got the documentation showing how all the red acting of what had been brought in, and there was a sense of outrage there internationally by the care movement at what was happening in New Zealand. So we're a progressive country. We like to look after each other. We like to be kind. We like there to be a sense of fair play. I think the worst part of that act was it was brought in so quickly, and it felt so punitive that it kind of broke a golden rule of how New Zealand behaves and how we treat each other. So it's great that it is being repealed. But, you know, these issues aren't going to be solved in future cases or future human rights action. They're going to be solved by having a good policy that people can rely on that is clear and fair to everyone. So that's what we're hoping for.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.